Mountains turned to plains. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 7. At this hour, a mountain of difficulty, distress, or necessity may be in our way. A natural reason sees no path over it, or through it, or round it. Let faith come in, and straightway the mountain disappears and becomes a plain. But faith must first hear the word of the Lord, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. This grand truth is a prime necessity for meeting the insurmountable trials of life. I see that I can do nothing, and that all reliance on man is vanity, not by might. I see that no visible means can be relied on, but the force is in the invisible Spirit. God alone must work, and men and means must be nothing accounted of. If it be so that the Almighty God takes up the concerns of his people, then great mountains are nothing. He can remove worlds as boys toss balls about or drive them with their foot. This power he can lend to me. If the Lord bids me move an Alp, I can do it through his name. It may be a great mountain, but even before my feebleness, it shall become a plain, for the Lord hath said it. What can I be afraid of with God on my side?